From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Unless you're an aficionado of gospel, you may not have heard of the singer Marion Williams. She died in 1994, though it's quite likely you have heard her influence in the music world.
Don't you know God is able? He's able. He's able. God is
Marion Williams left a big footprint. Her roar and rumble influenced many a blues singer, and it was Williams who inspired Little Richard's signature wail.
Don't you know God is able?
Anthony Heilbutt was Marion Williams' longtime producer. He's just released an anthology of her work called Marion Williams, Remember Me. He says she had a voice that's not easily forgotten.
It was a voice of many colors. Sometimes it was that of a rather melancholy young girl. Other times the voice of a very worldly big mama. And occasionally she would play both roles in one song, sometimes in one verse.
I got over.
She was a big woman with a big voice. She often had a big hairdo. The picture of her on the back of the CD, she's got this hairdo that looks like almost a smokestack coming out of the top of her head.
Yes.
And she favored a gold tooth.
What happened when she was a girl, she had grown up in extreme poverty. She sometimes said that she had been barefoot till she was 9 or 10. And one of her first professional jobs was with a spiritual quartet called the Melrose Singers. And I imagine she did not come from generations of good dental care, and she lost a tooth. And the head of the quartet bought her a tooth which not merely was gold, but had a star on it. She was very proud of that tooth because it had more or less signified her growth, her deliverance from working in a laundry to becoming a professional artist.
Trouble keep arising on every hand.
Anthony, what was it like working with her in the studio when you hear her really, really let go? I can imagine her pushing the needle all the way deep into the red when she's in the studio. And I'm thinking of a song, particularly like Press On, like the Bible said.
You know, I don't know, and I can't see.
Did you have to move the headphones a little bit back off your ear?
You're an excellent listener, Michelle. I cannot tell you how many engineers from Sony to small-time studios in Philadelphia would complain about that. We don't know what to expect. Her dynamic range was such that when you thought she was going to croon, she would blast, and when they had her mic to blast, she would croon.
No, when I
you know, when you look up her history, it's amazing how often people use superlatives to describe her voice, her work, her influence. Rolling Stone called her the greatest singer ever. She received both a Kennedy Center honor and a MacArthur Fellowship, often called the Genius Awards. And yet, she's far from a household name. How do you explain that?
What a tragedy. In fact, one reason I put this album together was that she received these amazing honors, MacArthur and Kennedy Center, and within 6 months she was dead. So there was really no time for her to register with the public. And I felt a really serious attempt to do this, to show the full musical, emotional, expressive range of her singing, was crucial.
Marion Williams also dabbled in a form of music I guess we now call roots music. You hear that in a song called Oh Death, a song that I always knew as Death in the Morning, which was made popular on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. Her rendering of this song, though, really does, it is a gospel song, but you can sort of hear, as you listen to it, someone working the back field.
Oh, dead. Oh, death and mourning, oh, death. Spare me over another year. Man in the room.
You know, Michelle, this is one of my favorite performances. And in it, amazingly, Marid managed to play and almost to defy death. And it's a very powerful and fascinating performance.
What do you mean by that, to play and almost defy death?
Listen here how... how she addresses death.
Oh, oh death. Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, death in the morning crying. Oh, oh, death.
You can hear death creeping.
Yes. She keeps the beat rocking. She colors her voice. She almost flirts with it, almost defies it, and as if it's going to be a holding pattern. He'll win, but she'll hold out as long as she can.
So she's saying, not now.
Not now.
You'll get me, but just not now.
Chase my eyes and stretch my limbs. This is the way old death begins.
She was very, very sick late in her life, and yet you don't necessarily hear it when you listen to these songs. You can see that you can actually hear the physicality of her singing. How was she able to do this when she was this ill?
Astonishing. She was on dialysis 3 times a week, and I think she told one interviewer that in her last years she felt she was only alive when she was singing.
That's what kept her going.
Yes, and her doctors told me after her death that they had never examined such a damaged body. But she managed to sing and live long enough to see those honors and perhaps sing herself into American history.
Death be easy on me another year. Oh, death, spare me another year.
Anthony Heilbutt, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
Anthony Heilbutt is a gospel music scholar and producer of several Marion Williams albums. The title of the CD is Marion Williams, Remember Me. To hear God Bless the Child and more music from the Marion Williams collection, visit our website, npr.org.
Remember me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.